Now recognize Councilmember Spellman for comments on item 29.
Thank you, Mayor. Item 29, I understand, has been some council members have asked that item 29 be postponed until 4 o'clock. It has become clear to me over the last 24 hours that most council members are not going to be in support of this, and so in a few moments I'm going to ask to withdraw the item. But there's a couple things I feel I need to say before we withdraw it. Three things, in fact. First thing is that I think there's a misconception as to what this task force or group is actually going to do. If any of you have actually taken a look at the Land Development Code, you know that it is at least, last time I looked, it was two, maybe it's longer, three-ring binders about yay thick. It's hundreds and hundreds of pages of very dense legalese. We are not going to ask 11 volunteers meeting at most two or three hours a week to go through hundreds and hundreds of pages of our Land Development Code and rewrite it from scratch. That doesn't make any sense. The Land Development Code is going to be rewritten as it should be by city staff with the assistance of legal and planning consultants, people who are paid to spend 40 hours a week, and we might in fact have something like 11 people working 40 hours a week going through every line of that code to come up with something that's better. But it's got to be a professional job. It can't be an amateur job. And I'm not suggesting that the people who are going to be appointed to this committee by me or anybody else are amateurs. They're professionals, but they don't have the time, and they're certainly not going to get paid to be able to go through something of that complexity, and certainly not to come back with a result anytime soon. Their job is to provide opinions. This is not a work group we're appointing. This is a stakeholder process. And our usual rule when stakeholder processes is concerned is that you appoint all stakeholders to the stakeholder process because you want all stakeholders to have a chance to voice their opinion. Everybody who's affected by the Land Development Code should have an opportunity to talk about changes in the Land Development Code. But they're not going to be doing the rewrite. They're just offering their opinion. Second point I want to make is that because this is something we've done many, many times before, and we haven't really had a big fight about it. I'm very surprised that for some reason lobbyists became such a big issue in this particular case. When we rewrote the sound ordinance, we asked the bar owners to come in and help us rewrite the sound ordinance. We didn't vilify the bar owners as being the cause of the problem, the rest of us as being poor victims. The bar owners helped us figure out how to solve our common problem of too much sound coming out of bars. We developed a mansion ordinance. We asked builders to help us figure out how to solve our common problem about houses starting to dominate neighborhoods and getting to be too big. How can we do this in such a way that everybody's going to be okay with it? And the same thing is true when we're talking about something as massive as the Land Development Code. In fact, if anything, it's more important when we're talking about a project as massive as this. As I mentioned a couple of days ago, when you're designing a plane, you ask the pilot. You also ask a flight attendant, a mechanic, and some very experienced passengers if you're smart. And we're doing all of that. All those experienced passengers and mechanics and flight attendants are all going to be in at that table. I think it's only appropriate we ask some pilots to show up as well. In particular, because there's no important difference between, in this case, the pilots and everybody else, between the lobbyists and everybody else who's already going to be sitting at that table. Yes, lobbyists are paid to be an important part of the development process. Developers get paid for being an important part of the development process. What lobbyists do is assemble sites and assemble entitlements and sell it to somebody else. That's what they get paid to do. It's a financial transaction, and that's a perfectly reasonable thing for them to be working on. Architects get paid for designing buildings. Engineers get paid for designing systems to go up, to keep buildings up and to keep them working. We have a large community of people who are vitally affected by the Land Development Code, who all get paid to do this. I don't see anything qualitatively different between how lobbyists get paid and how developers and architects and engineers and everybody else associated with the development business gets paid. I also don't see a qualitative difference between how they get paid and how most of the rest of us get paid. I get paid because I bought a house for a relatively small amount of money. It is appreciated in value because my neighborhood is a desirable place to live. And when I finally sell that house, I hope many years from now, it will be worth a whole heck of a lot more, and I'll have made a bunch of money out of the deal. I'm not saying this just to be flippant. For most Americans who own homes, that home is their most important financial asset. And one of the reasons why people are so excited about the Land Development Code is because we're talking about an enormous amount of their money. And that's appropriate. That's a good thing for people to get excited about the quality of their neighborhood life and the value of their most important financial asset. But let's not lose sight of the fact that we are talking about a financial transaction, at least to some extent. This is a lot of money to a lot of people. That's why it has to be done right. That's one of the reasons why I think everybody needs to be at the table to help us do it right. I guess my final point is that we're all in this together. the pilot, the mechanic, the flight attendant, the developer, the builder, the architect, the engineer, the development lobbyist, and all of us who make use of all those buildings that are created are all in this together. We're not just talking here about the latest Agent Smith, who looks just like every other Agent Smith to come out of the law offices of British Petroleum. We're not talking about people who've been convicted of violent crimes. We're not talking about foxes who guard hen houses and presumably eat hens. There are no victims here. We all live in those houses that get built by those developers, assisted by those development lobbyists. We're all one big family, and when we're, well, okay, well, maybe not a family that gets along all the time. But if you think about the kind of rhetoric that's been applied to this problem in the last 48 hours, I think it's wildly different from the situation that we actually experience every day. This is not about Agent Smith. This is about Nikhil. This is about Alice. This is about Michelle, both Michelles. This is about Jeff. This is about Steve. This is about David and Richard. And most of you know exactly who I'm talking about. I don't need to use last names because these are people you're all familiar with. And that's, I guess, my biggest point is when you talk about development lobbyists, you're talking about very specific people. And you're also talking about the fact that it's not just an unnamed class. What we're talking about is Michelle Rogerson Lynch, who I would have appointed to this thing if I had had an opportunity to, who knows a lot about this code, who I think is extremely fair-minded, and who I think has been vilified, at least by extension, in the same way that a lot of those other people whose first names I mentioned and last names I did not need to mention have been vilified in the last 48 hours. We don't need to let the kind of Washington rhetoric that has stopped Congress from being able to accomplish anything for the last couple of years to affect us, too. We know these people. These are, can be friends of ours. At least these are people that we can work with on a day-to-day basis. And we can sort of simmer down that rhetoric and try and all get together and talk about a real problem. In a stakeholder process, you want to include all the stakeholders, not just the ones you like. I'm not a great politician, but I know that to govern a great city, you have to listen to everybody. And I think we're not going to be listening to everybody in as good a way as we should in this transaction. Nevertheless, I will succumb to the inevitable and withdraw this item, Mayor.